tell me a little bit about Recess. What is it that you're building? What is it that you're trying to accomplish?
So Recess is an enterprise social network for the real estate industry. And we have two main audiences. One is the real estate professional network. And so that could be real estate agents, mortgage specialists, architects, that kind of role. And then we have just the regular home buyer and seller, so the consumers, if you will. Recess allows the professionals to connect. We've got a series of tools that allow them to share content in real time. And then it also allows them to get some kind of referrals from the home buyers and sellers out there who can go on there and post questions to the Recess platform. And so rather than going out there and searching around the internet for the content they're looking for, they can go and pose a question out there and it can be seen and responded to by a Recess professional. So it's like search in reverse.
Excellent. And so when you say connect, so are you talking about connecting through existing social networks and tools and so forth?
Or sure. So Recess connects with all the main social networks. So we have integration with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+.
Awesome.
And so an agent can integrate their accounts with that. So any activity they do on Recess can be pushed out to those social networks as well.
So as a front-end developer, tell me a little bit about the technologies that you're using when building the application for Recess.
So a part of the web platform is we use HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS, and we also build mobile tools which also leverage HTML5 for cross-platform. So that includes BlackBerry, the iPhone, Windows Phone, and Android.
Cool. Are you leveraging any technologies or any platforms for delivering HTML5 to these devices, or are you guys essentially rolling out your own framework and platform?
So right now we're using PhoneGap as a way of cross-platform compatibilities.
Cool. And tell me a little bit about PhoneGap and Windows Phone. How are you accomplishing that feat?
So by using HTML5, we're actually able to use CSS, JavaScript, inside of the IE browser, which is what PhoneGap uses.
Cool. Excellent.
And PhoneGap native support is coming out for Windows Phone right now.
Good. So once the native support on Windows Phone for PhoneGap is there, you guys would start leveraging it.
That gives us the portability between the platforms.
Excellent. Yeah. So in the meantime, then, the story is largely to use the browser on Windows Phone to interact with Recess.
Exactly.
Cool. Excellent. Well, that's a good use of the HTML technology.
Definitely.
So Windows Azure. So you guys have been looking at Windows Azure a little bit. Tell me about your experiences. You know, how long have you been using it? Your thoughts, the challenges.
So we moved the platform onto Windows Azure during the last 3 months. The time that it took was primarily due just to planning and just thinking about the new paradigms that Windows Azure offers and a lot of the technologies around that. Being primarily an ASP.NET on SQL Server, the port over was quite simple with minor changes to the source code to make it work. It's more now about the idea of leveraging all the services that are there and getting a much deeper integration with the platform. There's just so many benefits to the platform that it takes time to fully integrate and then get benefits from that.
We'll talk about some of the services in a moment, but I'm curious in this migration let's just take it step at a time. So the SQL Server, your SQL Server databases. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about moving that up into SQL Azure, and you know, was it direct? Did you find any gaps? Were there any challenges?
We had some legacy code that had some unsupported, I guess, features. Mm-hmm. Most of it was bad programming more than anything. So we did have some migration tasks there. And we also, on the project side, just moving, you know, from a database that wasn't under source control now to being with DAC packs and all that rich developer functionality that's coming out, especially with SQL Server 2012 and DAC packs that are coming out. So just leveraging all that has been a process beside the move to Azure that's, you know, really beneficial to developers.
That's great. For some of the people watching may not be familiar with DAC packs and backpacks real quick. Do you want to describe how you used those and really what the benefits of each were?
Right. So DAC pack is, within Visual Studio, you can have all your schema defined. And you basically get a compiler on top of that can quickly syntax check And then it also gives you an output file, which can then be deployed to any SQL Server instance. So it really simplifies the development process and then simplifies the deployment and upgrade process of your SQL Server database. So you can leverage that on SQL Azure, or you can leverage that within just SQL Server 2008 or 2012.
That's cool. Now with the ASP.NET website, you know, what sort of things did you end up doing when you migrated it? Was it already a stateless app? Did you have to make some changes in order to kind of work within the model of web roles and horizontal scaling?
We made minor modifications. There was some places where session was used and probably incorrectly for a stateless application. More issue that we found, I guess, was just some legacy third-party DLLs that we were using, and just making sure that we could run them in x64. So as long as you can find the bits for x64, then the port is very straightforward.
Nice. Now, behind us on the screen, we see your guys' website. There's some nice animations there and so forth. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Is this all HTML5 and CSS magic, or what did you guys do to accomplish this?
Exactly. So we're using CSS transforms to basically get the rotation happening, and then we also use a paradigm for graceful degradation in browsers that don't support some of the newer stuff in CSS3.
Cool. Excellent. So in your guys' experience then with Windows Azure, you alluded to some additional services that the platform provides, and one of the things that you said you're doing is figuring out how best to leverage these services. Just off the top of your head, which ones are you looking at? What's new? What's interesting? What are you guys considering?
So do we want to talk about, okay, so our mobile application, we have notifications, and we've been looking at something like Service Bus as a way of leveraging push notifications, because our social network is very event-driven, so as users interact with each other, we'll be pushing user notifications throughout the system and throughout mobile application.
Yeah. Cool, so you're talking about leveraging the Service Bus to somehow interact with different notification platforms like APNS for iOS or the Windows push notification service and Windows Phone and so forth.
Exactly. And so Service Bus is great because it's the mechanism that we can push to all of those different providers' push notification services. So for Recess being a real-time app, it's huge. We can have an event, whether it be someone replying to a question or posting an update, and it can be pushed instantly out to the range of devices that we support.
So when you're talking about leveraging notifications with Service Bus, you guys are talking about the Service Bus push notifications that will scale out and essentially handle notifications across different platforms, correct?
Exactly. And so that's kind of like a follow-on to the rest of what we love about Azure, which is the ability to scale very easily and very quickly. We're a startup right now. We're in a closed beta with a relatively small number of test users. And as we launch and go through our growth and our number of users increase, what we love about Azure is that we can just very quickly provision new servers and grow out elastically sideways and also up as well as we need to, just to accommodate that load and that traffic. So with that part of Service Bus, that really ties in very nicely to that.
And the queuing mechanisms make it very simple, so we can just create processes which will process the data, and then we can just target those directly for scale, which gives us nice isolation between the different components of our system.
That's great. Excellent. Some other services we've been talking about that you guys have been looking into recently, Traffic Manager. I think you guys have found that recently to be interesting. Tell me a little bit about what appeals to you, how you might leverage Traffic Manager.
So we've been discussing a lot around risk and risk mitigation within Azure. We really want to be geographically distributed just in case there's any faulting within Azure. So we've been looking at the Traffic Manager as a way to load balance within North America. And doing so will also provide us with additional scale, so they won't be unused nodes, and our hot failover will be in real time data synced behind the scenes. So there's lots of benefits with the Traffic Manager.
It's cool. How about identity? You know, your applications, obviously you're plugging into different networks and so forth. Are you looking at the access control service as a way to federate with identity providers?
Yeah, it's something we're looking at. Right now we have a sign-in and sign-up mechanism that's exclusively within the Recess platform. We're looking at diversifying that to allow people to sign in with Facebook, and then also some kind of integration with Active Directories. We're looking at working with some larger clients who have their own Active Directory infrastructure in place. So if we can make use of the existing sign-in authentication details that their users have, then it should make the whole transition into Recess and their adoption of it much more seamless.
We've talked about the application. Tell me about how the real estate agents are actually using it. You know, how do you see them, actually, you know, using the application, benefiting from it, and so forth?
So Recess is all about allowing real estate professionals to come in, share their content, share their activity seamlessly with people that they work with already. So their selling community, if you will. So it allows them to, with pretty much zero effort, just keep all of their peers up to date with what's going on. And so we're essentially digitizing the existing relationships and existing practices that they have at the moment, but in an online fashion. The other side to it is the consumer side, so the B2C side, which is we're encouraging consumers to come in, ask questions about anything to do with real estate that they're not sure of, rather than hunting around the internet. And real estate professionals can see this stream of questions coming in real time, see questions that are applicable to them and provide a response. Whether it be just a text response or attaching some of their listings, and then that's like a referral mechanism for them. So it's a method for them to actually potentially garner new clients, and for real estate professionals, that's huge. To be able to have an in with some prospective clients is very, very high.
So looking forward, what are you most excited about when it comes to Resass and Windows Azure?
We really like the idea that Azure as a platform is growing, that there's many new technologies, and every day it seems like we have more options when we're developing solutions. There's obviously a lot of guarantees that just come with Microsoft and how they're going to run their data centers and stuff that, you know, it's really hard to even try to pretend we can match from like a co-location perspective, being a small company. We're definitely not hugely interested in having like 10 sysadmins and 10 developers. We definitely want to focus on the development and get the business value into our applications. So removing a lot of that headache allows us to do that. And just the ease of deployment, the ease of scale, things like that just resolve a lot of issues or potential issues that could be if we were using other technologies.
Well, thank you guys very much for joining us.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.